It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am thinking about how I can do things for others out of love at times, but not as much with love. And there really is a distinction. You know, we can fall into the trap of duty and responsibility and lose sight of the opportunity to do that same act with a little more love. But not to worry, because Jesus is an awesome teacher in the area of love on what to do and how to do it. So I'm still in the New Testament, but I was reading a few passages, and the first one is Matthew 8. There is a man with leprosy. He approaches Jesus and he says, if you want to, you can make me well. And Jesus says, I want to. And he says, be healed. And you don't see the word compassion per se in this Bible verse, but you can feel it. It's like it almost leaps off the page at you. In another instance, I read Matthew 9:36. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And then finally, I read in Luke 7, where there is a widow, she's lost her only son, and she's in the funeral processional crying profusely. Luke 7:13 says, when the Lord saw her, his heart overflowed with compassion. Don't cry, he said. He walks over to the coffin and commands her son to get up and walk. So today's scripture is very simply Philippians 2:5. Your attitude should be the same that Christ Jesus had. So today, I'm going to make sure that what I do is not only out of love, but also with love. Finally, share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.